It's Thursday, and that means it's time for our weekly check-in with Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. And Daniel, we saw history being made this week, the first deposition of a sitting governor happening Wednesday as Governor Snyder sat through more than 3 hours of questioning under oath. Today brings depositions from State Treasurer Andy Dillon and top Snyder advisor Richard Baird. Recap for us just what is happening here.
Well, the governor and Treasurer Andy Dillon and the governor's Major Domo Rich Baird, who's his senior advisor, are being deposed because the unions are trying to somehow show that the governor made a decision to take Detroit bankrupt long before they actually did so. And there's a lot of fixation on that. There was a document that was released yesterday that was found by the union's lawyers that said that they actually changed the timeline of the bankruptcy. They moved it up a day, and they believe that that's some kind of smoking gun that shows that they were trying to get around a state court injunction that was coming down the tracks, which is actually something that we at the Detroit News reported in July.
Yeah.
So it's not really that surprising, but it's I think they're just trying to see if they can come up with some kind of evidence that suggests that this was cooked in advance, and therefore they can say that they didn't negotiate in good faith.
And actually, the governor did try to skate out of this, right? He tried to exert that executive privilege claim and kind of ticked off Judge Rhodes.
He did, but not very hard. I think they quickly came to the conclusion. Look, what's important for people to understand here is that the emergency manager, Kevin Orr, really has an 18-month window, and he's more than 6 months into that. So the belief is that if they got involved in a big fight about executive privilege, it would do two things. One is it would suggest that they got something to hide, and number two, it would slow the process down, because everybody assumes that the next city council that is seated in January will probably vote by a two-thirds vote to remove the emergency manager about this time next year.
Boy, that clock is ticking. And as this all goes on with depositions and then, of course, the trial, bankruptcy court trial starts October 23rd, does this open a Pandora's box, do you think, for not just Rick Snyder, but future governors? As in, well, we don't like so-and-so course of action. Let's start deposing people and let's start with the governor.
No, not necessarily. I wouldn't think. I think this is a very extraordinary circumstance. You know, it's not often that you have a governor making decisions like this or put into a situation like this. This is a very highly charged, historic turn of events, probably something like we've never seen in our lifetimes, certainly here in the state of Michigan. So I don't think it necessarily sets that precedent. But I do think the governor is trying to bend over backwards here to speed this process along, because he knows the time is not on his side, and he needs to continue to move it as quickly as he can.
As you point out in your column today, that his credibility really does hinge on the openness and the transparency that he preaches about all the time.
Yeah, and one thing we haven't talked about is one of the other things they're trying to find out, and I think they did ask him about in the deposition, is who are the donors to his so-called nerd fund that is paying the expenses for emergency manager Kevin Orr. I and others seem to, I think, on balance, think it'd be better for them to disclose the names of those donors, because I think transparency is your best ally in this situation. I mean, Detroit, the political culture of Detroit, as we know, is one of that is very deep and rife with suspicion of motives of people and why they're doing what they're doing. And I think that really suggests and speaks to kind of the culture and the political culture that exists in Detroit, and that this bankruptcy proceeding is happening in that context.
Thank you so much, as always, our Thursday check-in with Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.
From the Detroit bankruptcy filing to the expansion of Medicaid in our state, there's definitely been no shortage of things to talk about here on Stateside over the last few months. You listen to gain a better, deeper understanding of what is happening in Michigan. This important community service is paid for through voluntary contributions. We're asking you to do your part right now. Decide how much Michigan Radio is worth to you. Perhaps the station is as valuable to you as your cable or magazine subscriptions. Call 888-258-9866 or go to michiganradio.org and make your investment in the news and information you value. Zoe Clark and Tamar Charney are here now to tell you more about the fall membership drive.